night, right? What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Hey, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Amber Bay Show. So glad you're joining me today because we have a wonderful show. A lot going on today's episode. We find out about Letitia James, some more information about her indictment. Then we're going to head over and talk about the shutdown, the government shutdown, and how that it's affecting other people, like farmers, for instance, and people like the military. And then we're going to head over and talk a little bit about Antifa. And if we have time, talk about the Virginia race. I know I got into some of that yesterday. And hopefully we get into some a little bit of talk about the Nobel Peace Prize and the fact that there is a ceasefire in Gaza. I have a lot planned on this episode, so hopefully we get it all in today. So how about we get started, right? Hey, you can always find more information and on my Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, pickaxe.com. Find me there. My Discord server's in the link below. You can find me on my Discord server. I'd love to welcome you. I'll add more content there. I have so many articles that I need to update my social media accounts on. Healing for the Ages conference is coming up. So if you haven't got your virtual ticket, get it now while the price is low at healingfortheages.com. Remember to use promo code Amber at checkout. Even if you can't attend on that day, they'll make sure you get all of the learning, all of the courses that they've talked about, all the speeches sent right to you. So go to healingfortheages.com, promo code Amber at checkout. Okay, well, I can't wait any longer. We have so much to get through. Here we go.
On the Amber May Show, the truth runs deep. Fighting for the lost, for the souls who weep. Breaking the silence, making a stand. A voice for the people across this land. Children stolen, lives betrayed. She won't back down, she's lighting the way. A beautiful warrior with faith so bright. Holding the line in this endless fight. On the Amber May Show, the truth runs deep. Fighting for the lost, for the souls who weep. Breaking the silence, making a stand. A voice for the people across this land.
Welcome back, folks, to another episode of the Amber May Show. I'm glad you're joining me today. I wanted to say a thank you to my media partners. I'm a part of the Faith and Freedom Network. You can find it at Faith, the letter N, faithandfreedom.tv. I'm also airing today on UG Media. You can find me at theug.media. And I'm also on Express Radio Station at Live 365. Look for Express Radio. I'm on the Vera Radio Network. A shout out to my Vera family out there, MikeVera.com. That's V-A-R-A. Mastiff Media. I'm on Yurtz Radio and Right Talk Radio at Mastiff Media. Patriot Dash Radio. Thank you for my media partners as well as Rumble, my Rumble family. Thank you guys so much for being here. I just love when the chat shows up. I love my friends. They're there. Thank you for being there. And I want to thank my moderators, TV Green, God Signpost, and Maymay Renee. Thank you guys so much for helping me out on the show. Appreciate you guys so much. And I love seeing everyone show up in the chat. Thank you so much. We're here Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern right here on Rumble. Tuesday, Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern right here on Rumble. So we just... Dan Nunn, I love it because Dan Nunn raids into this program and then we go to raid into the Michael Schwartz show Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But it's really cool because Tuesday, Thursday, I get a raid into Dan Nunn. So yesterday I raided into him and then he gets raided into me today. It's so cool. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, he typically raids into me. Tuesday, Thursday. Anyways. Welcome, guys. Okay, so let's get started. Letitia James. Okay, CBS News. Now, you guys know yesterday I said this in my show. I cite several sources, not just right-wing sources, also left-wing sources, sources that are the Democrat mouthpiece as well. So this is CBS News, and they're reporting that Letitia James, Attorney General, the top law enforcement officer of the state of New York in Virginia, after investigation by Trump's DOJ. So New York Attorney Letitia James indicted in Virginia, a Democrat area, Democrat state, or falling Democrat, I should say. Certain areas are very heavy Democrat, where it was indicted after investigation by Trump's DOJ. So a grand jury in Virginia indicted New York attorney Letitia James on Thursday, making the second Trump foe to face facial federal prosecution in recent weeks. Now, I want to see, I just want to point out how they want to incite a certain emotion out of you. So making the second Trump foe to face federal prosecution, why would they say that? How come they just can't be news articles that just state the fact that in Virginia, the New York Attorney General, the top law enforcement agent officer of the state of New York, was indicted by a grand jury on Thursday? Why do they have to add Trump's foe? They almost as if they're telling on themselves, especially when they call it the revenge tour. Let me ask you this. If I call God Signpost up and I say, God Signpost, I'm going on a revenge tour with my neighbor Jake. And he's like, oh, what did Jake do to you? And I say, nothing. But I'm going to go on a revenge tour against Jake, even though he did nothing to me. That's not revenge. You only get revenge if someone wronged you in a certain way. Then you can go get revenge. But if nobody wronged you, then that's just malicious intent. That's being evil towards someone. If no one's wronged you and you go after them, you can't say I'm going on a revenge tour, because God's Signpost would be scratching his head and say, well, then that's not really revenge if Jake didn't do anything to you. So they're telling on themselves. Why is she a foe? Why is she a foe? Well, we'll get into that a little bit. James was charged with one count of bank fraud and one count of making false statements to a financial institution. Isn't that interesting? The indictment alleges that James bought a house in Norfolk, Virginia in 2020 with a mortgage that required her to use as a second home. But she ultimately rented it to a family. Remember, one of her family members was a convicted felon. I reported on that a while ago. Yeah. So I think it's her niece or something like that. That's a convicted felon. So she rented it to, and they don't say that in this article, but I read it to you several weeks back, to her family member. Let's see. And used it as an investment property. It accuses her of misrepresenting how the house was used to get a lower interest rate. The indictment says James purchased the home for $137,000 and borrowed $109,000 by getting more favorable lending terms and a larger seller credit. She alleged she saved herself $18,000 over the life of the loan. So Lindsay Helligan, the acting U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, said in a statement, no one is above the law. The charges, as alleged in the case, represent international criminal acts and tremendous breaches of public trust. James called the charges baseless in a video statement. There is nothing more than a continuation of present's desperate weaponization of our judicial justice system. Really? Then how come you campaigned? How come your whole campaign was about going after and getting Donald Trump? And you're the chief law enforcement officer of the state. You don't think that's weaponization? You campaigned on going after him. For what crime? What you guys convicted of him got overturned in an appellate court. The bank did their due diligence before they loaned Donald Trump the money. And Donald Trump paid back the loan. There was no victim. There was no crime. But in your kangaroo court, you convicted him in some crazy manufactured way. And it got overturned in the appeal. So it's no longer convicted Trump. But are we going to be able to say New York Attorney General convicted Letitia James? Or convicted Letitia James Attorney General? Are we going to be able to say that? We'll see. So James attorney Abe Lowell said James flatly and forcefully denies these charges. And he said he's deeply concerned that this is a case is driven by President Trump's desire for revenge. Remember, I told you about the revenge tour. Deeply concerned that this case is driven by President Trump's desire for revenge. They're telling on themselves. If they had done nothing wrong to Donald Trump, he couldn't be taking revenge out. just like my example with my neighbor, Jake. So clearly they are telling you they deliberately went after him and weaponized the judicial system. James has withdrawn President Mr. Trump's ire for years. Her office sued the president, the Trump Organization, for fraud in 2022, leading a judge to issue a nine-figure judgment against the company. Mr. Trump has referred to James as scum, corrupt, and racist. That's interesting. I didn't think about that. Maybe she is racist against Donald Trump. After all, she's black and he's white. Is this a racially motivated attack against Donald Trump? It's very possible. She could hate him just because he's white. The indictment came exactly 2 weeks after a grand jury in the same Virginia courthouse voted to indict another Trump adversary. Don't you love how they say that? Why is it a Trump adversary? Why? Is it because they went after Donald Trump and now they're perceiving how they feel about Donald Trump onto Donald Trump? And it could be totally not true. He might not see them as an adversary. But you see the words they write so that you will hate Donald Trump. It's very strategic how they write these articles. Former FBI Director James Comey. Now, let's talk about James Comey for a minute. If you go to my show on Rumble and you look on the description, you're going to see a film with the Flynn movie. You need to watch that because it has to do with James Comey and Christopher Wray. You also have to watch the one with Patrick Byrne. I can't remember what that one is called. It's down below in my description. And it has to do with Christopher Wray and James Comey and how dirty these two men were. And Patrick Byrne didn't even like the president the first time. So this has nothing to do with President Trump, but it shows a picture of how these men were using their power, their position of power, to do corrupt things against people that they didn't like, that were uncovering, like General Flynn. He was trying to uncover corruption in the government. He was very high up in the government. He was the national security advisor to Barack Obama and Donald Trump. He knew where all the bodies were buried, and they tried to bury him. So if you think this is just about them going after President Trump, these men are dirty, and they've done it after different men too. And you can watch those films, and the links are in the description below. On charges of lying to Congress, James was indicted by a different grand jury than the one indicted Comey, according to a source familiar with the matter. Now, remember, this is a Democrat area, and these Democrats saw the evidence presented, and they indicted both Comey and Letitia James. So last month, Mr. Trump publicly urged Attorney General Pam Bondi to look into Comey, James, and third longtime Trump antagonist, Democrat Senator Adam Schiff of California. Now, if these men were on the up and up and on the straight and narrow, they would have nothing to worry about. But we all know none of these men are on the straight and narrow. In May, CBS reported that the Justice Department has launched criminal probes into James around alleged mortgage fraud. 3 months later, Justice Department expanded its investigation into James for her office handling of its Trump organization probe. The mortgage fraud investigation began after William Pulte, director of Federal Housing Finance Agency, wrote a letter to Bondi alleging that James has, in multiple instances, falsified bank documents and property records to acquire government-backed assistance and loans and more favorable loan terms. Remember, she's the chief law enforcement officer of the state. How do you have the chief law enforcement of the state committing any kind of crimes? Any kind of crimes? Pulte claimed James received deals on mortgage terms by falsifying information related to several different properties over the course of decades, not including the 2020 purchase that led to Thursday's charges. So Pulte claimed James received deals on mortgage terms by falsifying information related to several different properties over the course of decades. This didn't happen once. Over the course of decades, plural, not including the 2020 purchase that led to Thursday's charges, Pulte's allegations include listing another home in Norfolk, Virginia as her principal residence, despite living and working in New York, buying a five-family property in Brooklyn with a loan that is only available for homes with four units or less, and an accusation that in 1983, James' father signed mortgage documents stating they were husband and wife. That's disgusting. When I was about 18, 19 years old, my father and I bought a house together because he was helping me qualify for a mortgage so I could have my own place and not rent. He was doing something very fantastic for me. He was helping my financial future. Instead of throwing my money away to rent, he was helping me buy equity, build equity for myself. And we did not list us as husband and wife. I was a single woman on the title, you know, in the thing. He was a married man, single woman, married man, my father. Same last name. He was my father. However, James, she and her dad called themselves husband and wife for a more favorable loan. Why couldn't she just co-sign with her dad like I did? I mean, I was able to qualify because my dad had a long record of credit, a credit history where I didn't. I was still building my credit, just out of, you know, starting in college, had a full-time job, right? He helped me. Why couldn't that have been the same? But it's disgusting. She claimed on the documents that was her husband. James denied the allegations at the time, calling them baseless, of course. In April, Lowell, an attorney for James, whose firm frequently represents clients that is believed have been unfairly targeted by the Trump administration. That's weird. Because we talked about yesterday, the Trump was not allowed to have representation. The machine, the political machine, were going after and systematically taking out every single one of his attorneys and trying to disbar every one of them, including one of them, Christina Bob, who's been on this show. She wasn't disbarred, but she's under investigation by her attorney general. They try to go after all of Trump's attorneys. What, he's not allowed legal representation, just like you? You're allowed, but he's not? Sent a letter to the, and targeted unfairly, unfairly targeted by the Trump administration. Why are they unfairly targeted? Did they break the law or didn't they? How about you say the machine unfairly or Letitia James unfairly targeted the Trump administration, especially when she campaigned on specifically going after Donald Trump? But the news media is going to make you hate Donald Trump with these spins and the way they add certain words in to incite a reaction. So you hate this man, the man who created peace in Gaza. So Lowell called the investigations long disproven and referred to the investigation as the latest act of improper political retribution. How is it retribution if you've done nothing wrong against him? You see the words they're trying to use? They're making it look like they're the innocent one. The rules for radical says, accuse your opponent of what you were doing and make them defend it. This is exactly that. The latest act of improper political retribution. I'm telling you what I am doing to you, but I'm accusing you of doing it. So accuse your political opponent of what you are doing and make them defend it. Listen to this. The latest act of improper political retribution. This time directed at Ms. James. So they're trying to make him defend himself against what they were doing to him. They want you to hate Donald Trump. Decades, this article said, decades she was committing mortgage fraud. The highest law enforcement of the state is committing crime. Blue collar, white collar crime, I don't give a rip. How does the chief law enforcement officer of a state be able to commit any crime? Mr. Trump has sparred with James since she was elected New York Attorney General in 2018 and began pursuing cases against the president. She began pursuing cases against the president, his business, and his administration. She started it in 2018. She started it. There's some truth nuggets in here. In the civil lawsuit against Mr. Trump and the Trump Organization, James' office accused the company of fraudulently inflating the value of its real estate assets to gain more favorable lending terms in what she called the Art of the Steal, a play on the name of Trump's book, The Art of the Deal. The president denied wrongdoing, and he and his attorney lashed out at James, characterizing the case as politically motivated. Of course it's politically motivated. Accuse your opponent of what you were doing and make them defend it. I just showed you that line in there. And then she, in this article telling you the truth, she began pursuing cases against President Trump in 2018. The bank does their due diligence. Clearly, they thought there was value in this land to give Donald Trump the loan. He didn't lie and say he was married to so-and-so and it's his primary residence. He didn't do any of that. So the bank did their due diligence. They thought it was a good deal. They gave him the loan. He paid it back. Where's the crime? No victim, no crime. After a trial that developed deeply into Mr. Trump's business empire, a judge ordered the president and his company to pay a judgment in excess of $350 million. Do you realize they were trying to bankrupt this man? For doing what? Taking out a loan and paying it back? Not lying and saying he was married to someone when he wasn't? Not lying and saying that he lived in this property when he didn't? Which ballooned over $500 million, including interest. It ballooned to over $500 million. They wanted to bankrupt this man. Why? Because he's not in the club, as George Carlin talks about. He's a self-made billionaire. He didn't steal money. It's almost like the reverse Robin Hood. He's almost like Robin Hood. Robin Hood stole from the rich to give to the poor. Donald Trump is going after the rich who stole from you and I and giving us our money back. And they don't like that because they don't want their money that they stole from us to come back to us, which makes them poor. They want to keep all the money that they've stolen for decades over us and all the power, and they want to keep doing it. And here Donald Trump says, I know how you guys play. Billionaires know each other. And he's a threat to their power structure. He's a threat to their money because he wants to cut off all the funding that they are getting to put into their nonprofits that are stealing our tax money to make themselves rich. So they put people like Letitia James into office. They appoint judges like the one that oversaw this case and said, go get him, ruin him, devastate him, destroy him, because he's coming after our wealth and power, the wealth and power that we stole. Judges on New York appellate court later tossed out the judgment over the summer, calling it excessive. Since returning to office, Mr. Trump has taken an unprecedented step of encouraging the Justice Department to look into people who he believes wronged him during his first term. Huh. They wronged him, including James Comey and James. Now, let's just say, if these people did nothing wrong, then they have nothing to fear. But the fact that all these men and Letitia James were indicted in Virginia, a Democrat stronghold, or a growing Democrat stronghold, certain places, they all convicted them, or indicted them, I should say, indicted them based on the evidence they saw, the grand jury did. So it's not just Donald Trump, and it's not just Pam Bondi, it's citizens who are left-leaning Democrats, saw the evidence, said there was enough there to move forward with a criminal case. Yep. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, it's funny because the New York Post is reporting on what Anderson Cooper said about the whole thing. AG Letitia James for her prosecution of Trump. Not a great look. Check it out. Oops. Let me put this down on.
System is not supposed to work. Jeff, I mean, according to PolitiFact, the day after she was elected in 2018, Letitia James was asked by a community activist if she was going to sue President Trump. And she replied, quote, oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. He's going to know my name personally. I mean, that's not a great look for somebody who has just been elected or just been campaigning, who hasn't even looked, I guess, at deeply at any evidence.
Even Anderson Cooper of CNN, one of the mouthpieces of the Democrat Party, even could admit that that's correct, that it's not so good. She was targeting him. She was targeting him since the day she stepped into office, because the powers that be can't have a Robin Hood taking our money back away from them and giving us our money back. I've gone over this so much with you guys about how they stole the election, even not election. Well, they did that too, but the money. And you go back to Doge and what Elon Musk, the billionaire, one of the richest men in the world, on his free time, like not being paid, goes in and finds all this mass corruption of billionaires stealing our money, enriching themselves and all these foundations. They had to destroy Elon Musk too, because he wanted to help. He was a self-made billionaire, not in the club, not in those billionaire clubs as George Carlin talks about. He was a self-made billionaire, selling his cars, investing in PayPal, whatever the businesses he was doing, self-made. Now he's a freaking rocket scientist, for crying out loud. So here's Letitia James, who was just indicted for bank fraud, talking about what she was doing herself. Here we go. Here's a video from her. Yep.
My mission is clear. I'm focused. I'm prepared. I'm ready. I've been trained by the best. I went to Howard University, that overturned legal segregation in this country. I've been taught in those classrooms where Thurgood Marshall once taught. I'm not afraid of no president. Donald Trump, we're ready for you. We're coming for you. We're standing up for you. We're fighting on. We're not going down silent. Victory, my friends, is clear. It's now. And I'm not waiting 4 years. I'm waiting two, until a speaker by the name of Hakeem Jeffries comes to bring us some rest. Come on, ladies. It's up to us. We saved this democracy before. We'll save it now. Let's go.
See how she campaigned to specifically go after Donald Trump? And yet they want to call it the revenge tour. Well, if they did nothing wrong to them, then why is it called revenge? We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll see how far we get into the show. I haven't even touched half of what I wanted to talk about. Okay, we'll see you right after the break.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest 3-in-1 sale ever, with a limited edition product, a back in stock special, and a closeout deal you won't find anywhere else. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get our MyPillow bed sheets, only $29.88. Any color, any style, any size, even kings, regular $119.98, only $29.88. Once they're gone for good. How about our My Towels? They're finally back in stock, but not for long. Get a six-piece My Towel set, regular $69.98, now only $39.98. And for the first time and the only time ever, get our limited edition premium My Pillows. They're made with Giza cotton and designer gusset, queen $17.98, kings only $19.98. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get the best offers ever. Quantities are extremely limited, so order now.
I'm Clay Clark. I'm a very pale male, and you're listening to the Amber May Show. Hey!
Hey, guys. I'd love to tell you about my friends at airwaterhealing.com. Remember when Mel Gibson was on Joe Rogan and they talked about methylene blue? Well, methylene blue has different types of health benefits that you might want to check out. And you can find this at my friends at airwaterhealing.com/May. And methylene blue could help with depression, cognitive support. It crosses the blood-brain barrier and may help reduce oxidative stress. It has antimicrobial properties, which helps fight against several fungi species. It has antiviral effects. It was the first treatment used for malaria in the 1890s. It may have anti-aging effects. It could have potential anti-cancer benefits, which we heard on Joe Rogan. Methylene blue may be an effective photosynthesizing agent, a class of drugs used for photodynamic anti-cancer therapies. This therapy used as a combination of light and pharmaceutical drugs to destroy cancers or precancerous cells. And the evidence is published in Frontiers in Pharmacology, found in photodynamic anti-cancer therapies. So you might want to check that out with my friends at airwaterhealing.com/hashtag me. And don't forget, while you're there, you might want to go get the Triad Air Go. It's an air purifier that's portable. And I love it because it can get rid of the pollutants in your air, and such as dust, smoke, pollen, mold spores, bacteria, and odors. And so go check that out. I use it in my studio all the time. I love it, especially because it has an ozonator with it to help clean your air and make it sanitized. So go pick up your Triad Air Go or your Methylene Blue and check out what other health benefits that they offer at airwaterhealing.com/hashtag May and use promo code May at checkout. Well, friends, welcome back to another episode of the Amber May Show. Glad you're here with me. I just can't stand when people act one way in the media, making it sound like it's very one-sided, that Trump is such an evil person. They lie because of who he is. He knows the secrets. He's been around them. And he is seriously like Robin Hood. That's kind of why I like him. I want to have my money back. I don't want them to keep raising my tax dollars, giving me less to spend, causing inflation, making things rise. Speaking of inflation, I was going to talk about the government's shutdown, but really quick, I want to go over this story because it's something no one really talks about, and it has affected our national security. It affected our economy. It's affected how much money we have in our checking accounts. It has affected our life, our manufacturing. And Breitbart News is reporting that exclusive Senator Jim Banks' 25 years of free trade with China have proven the experts wrong. So it was 25 years ago today when President Bill Clinton stood in the Rose Garden and signed the United States-China Relations Act into law, which granted permanent normal trading relations with China. The law would change the U.S.-China trading relationship forever. It gave China the same trade terms as American allies, and it greenlit China entry into the World Trade Organization, integrating their developing economy into global trade system. At a time when the world's expert class all predicted that this trade relation would become an economic gift for American workers and industry. Testifying before Congress in May of 2000, the Treasury Secretary claimed that on this issue, there had been only one answer, that welcoming China into the global economy system is right for American economy and for the global economy. Former Obama and Biden economic advisor Green Sperling concurred, saying, "The question is whether passage of this trade agreement would make positive change in China more or less likely. We believe it will make it more. We believe it'll make positive change more likely." The former director of National Economic Council under President Biden also supported opening trade relations with China, asserting that this agreement, U.S.-China World Trade Organization agreement, will also strengthen our ability to assure fair trade and to defend our agriculture and manufacturing base for import surge and unfair pricing. Of course, let's not forget then President Bill Clinton, who promised that the new law will move China in the right direction. It will advance the goals America has worked for in China for the past three decades. And of course, it'll advance our own economic interest. These so-called experts were not just wrong. They were catastrophically wrong. They fatally misjudged both the economic and geopolitical consequences of allowing China into the World Trade Organization and granting them trade relationships. China's economy did not become freer. American companies that expanded their operations in China fell victim to rampant intellectual property theft, censorship, oppressive regulation. China didn't transform it into liberal democracy we were promised. China's respect for human rights only worsened. America's trade deficit exploded as China depended its unfair trade practices. The number of paint a stark picture. In 2001, America's trade deficit with China was $84 billion. In 2018, the deficit was five times larger at $418 billion. Nearly 25 years ago, China was responsible for roughly 8% of the world's manufacturing output. But by 2020, that number had reached nearly 30%. As one headline put it, China is now the world's sole manufacturing superpower. And at the start of 2000s, my state of Indiana enjoyed one of the nation's highest shares of employment in manufacturing. But shortly after the trade agreement was signed into law, cheap Chinese imports flooded our markets, forcing many companies and manufacturing plants to close permanently across the state. Analysis from the Coalition of Prosperous Americans estimates that China's unfair trade practices cost almost 80,000 manufacturing jobs in Indiana between 2001 and 2023. That same analysis shows that American exploding trade deficit with China has cost us over 3.8 million jobs since 2001. The experts who cheered when Bill Clinton guaranteed normal trading relations with China have failed the American workers time and again. But instead of showing any kind of humility, they continue to double down and refuse to admit their errors, which led to the economic predicament America now finds itself in today against China. Meanwhile, workers in small towns where I grew up understood that the fallacy of free trade with China was an economic loser for them and their families, and they had to do what looks around and see for themselves what trade with China has yielded in return. Millions of blue-collar jobs outsourced, entire towns and communities decimated, and the livelihood of these workers and families destroyed. Free trade with China was always destined to fail because we were subsidizing an economic system which made us less prosperous here at home and more dependent on our enemies abroad. You can't have free trade with a country that's out to destroy free trade. I'm glad we finally have a president who's serious about putting an end to China's free trade at the American workers' expense. Unlike leaders before him, President Trump's America First trade policy is committed towards putting our country and workers first. No more selling out to China. Thank you, Breitbart, for sharing that with us. So Chuck Schumer is keeping the government shut down until No King's March on DC on October 18th. I thought we already discovered that we don't have kings in our country. So why are we doing a no kings protest again?
Well, Dana, the real world consequences are going to start piling up here, and hopefully that'll help the Democrats come to their senses. As President Trump said, as Speaker Johnson and Senator Thune have said all along, there's nothing to negotiate until the Democrats vote to open the government. If they want to talk about giving taxpayer-funded health care to illegal aliens at that point, then they're certainly welcome to do so. But they need to open the government. You started to see some consequences yesterday with these air traffic delays out in California. Later this week, the Women, Infants, and Children's Nutritional Program is probably going to run out of money. That means poor moms with kids may not be able to buy milk and eggs and breads for their kids. We're going to have delays for civilian employees' paychecks later this week, then troop paychecks next week. These are all because the Democrats refuse to open the government, and then they can negotiate about health care, immigration, or anything else. And frankly, Dana, what we started hearing around the Senate yesterday is that there's a big left-wing rally in Washington, D.C. next Saturday, October 18th. And Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are so scared of their own radical left-wing base, they plan to keep the government shut until after that rally, and only then will they vote to keep the government open. They shouldn't be playing political games with nutrition for kids and our troops' pay. They should vote to open the government today.
I agree with that. And I don't know why I didn't think about sharing this with you. Ruben Gallego is a senator here in Arizona, was a congressman. His ex-wife is the Phoenix mayor. And you know what they're doing right now, Ruben Gallego? He's planning on doing a campaign fundraiser. And you want to guess where it's at? It's not in Phoenix. It's not in Arizona. It's in Puerto Rico. Can you believe that? Yeah. The senator, Ruben Gallego, I'm not going to say. Ruben Gallego wants to go to Puerto Rico during the shutdown. And guess what? Most likely it's going to be paid by you and I, our tax dollars. And he's going to go to Puerto Rico and he's going to raise money for his campaign. And during the government shutdown. So he doesn't care about. Here it is. I was trying to find the X post. It's actually the Washington Examiner, I think, quoted Axios newsletter. And it's saying Veterans for Arizona on X were saying that Ruben Gallego is going to do an event in Puerto Rico. So the political climate was too dangerous for Ruben Gallego to do events in America. But I guess Puerto Rico is a beacon of safety. And so Axios in a newsletter was saying, and the Washington Examiner was quoting this newsletter, but it's behind a paywall, so I can't show it to you, has a fundraiser plan for next week at the Ritz-Carlton in Puerto Rico. We will decide on future political travel based on status of the government shutdown, political action, Republicans said, Gallego, a spokesperson said, I screwed that one up, sorry. Basically, the Democrats are going to Napa Valley. He's going to go to Puerto Rico. Meanwhile, mothers, infants, and children might not have money to pay for their bread, milk. The soldiers won't have their paychecks. Civilian workers won't have their paychecks. Timely troops pay. This is Politico, left wing. Timely troops pay is now in Trump's hand. President Donald Trump is now the only person with power to keep 1.3 million active duty members from missing their paychecks Wednesday after the Senate failed to act in a spending legislation. Wow, this dictator is sure cruel. That it's all in the hands of this cruel dictator, Donald Trump. Yeah. So if all active duty troops are not paid on time, it would be the first in U.S. history. Trump, however, has publicly assured service members several times now that they will get their pay regardless of the shutdown. White House officials have been reviewing options to shift funding around to avoid lapse pay. And many Republicans on Capitol Hill believe Trump will intervene, even amid questions about legality of the move. But senior Hill Republicans are urging that they need to let troops pay lapse in order to demonstrate the real consequence of Senate Democrats blocking the short-term spending bill the House passed last month. According to four people granted anonymity to discuss behind-the-scenes strategic conversations. Now, if Democrats can make it through October 15th troop pay deadline without feeling overwhelming political consequences, the shutdown will drag on for weeks, those Republicans argue. Many congressional Republicans have pushed their leaders to pass the standalone bill, allowing troop checks to go out, but those leaders are holding firm against it, leaving intervention by Trump as the only other way to pay troops at this point. So they've got to leave it in the hands of a fascist dictator. Can you believe that? The House GOP leaders have no plans to try to pass troop pay legislation. Wow. So, by unanimous consent during the House pro forma session Friday, according to three people granted anonymity to describe plans, Speaker Mike Johnson said earlier this week that Monday is a real cutoff point for decision given the Pentagon's payroll process. Now, with both chambers out of town until the deadline, it's up to Trump. Senate Majority Leader John Thune asked in a brief interview Thursday night about the troop pay, replied, open up the government as far as the options Trump officials have been discussing. Thune said he'll be talking constantly with White House, but wasn't aware of Trump's latest statement on the matter. Thune made it clear earlier this week he didn't believe such a vote was necessarily jumping in after Johnson seemed open to the idea when the two appeared together at a news conference. Thune has floated trying to move standalone Defense Department funding bill, but that would take a buy-in from Democrats and wouldn't be passed before a paycheck deadline. Johnson has since closed the doors of the possibility of a standalone troop pay bill. We've had the vote, Johnson told Fox News Friday morning, and now they realize the real consequences. I think the House Democrats have realized the real consequences of what they've done, and it's shameful. Shameful. Now, it also affects us, too, because the Democrat shutdown leaves American farmers struggling while prioritizing health care for illegal immigrants. This is from Your News. Your News is reporting this. So as Democrat-led government shutdown continues, its ripple effects are being felt deeply across America's heartland, particularly by the nation's farmers and ranchers. Despite the growing hardship faced by those who feed and sustain the country, Democrat leaders appear more focused on advancing controversial policies like taxpayer-funded health care for illegal immigrants than addressing the urgent need of American citizens. House Speaker Mike Johnson has strongly criticized Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer for using the shutdown as a political weapon to energize the far left wing of the Democrat Party. According to Johnson, Democrats are attempting to disguise their partisan agenda as healthcare reform, even though the issue has nothing to do with the shutdown itself. The two totally separate issues. Johnson explained this week the clean continuing resolution would simply keep the lights on so that the members in both the House and Senate can continue their debate on healthcare. We've always planned to address healthcare reform. We have ideas on the table. We don't have full consensus because it's a complex issue and we have to have time to do it. Johnson also released a clear infographic breaking down of the Democrat proposal, which reportedly includes taxpayer-funded health care for illegal immigrants and additional $1.5 trillion in partisan spending. We went through the Democrats' proposal. Please go back and watch a couple. It's a couple episodes ago. And we went down and we broke down some of the things that they're proposing. And while political games unfold in Washington every day, especially farmers are bearing the brunt of the showdown's real-world consequences. Because of the closure, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has been forced to suspend several critical programs that farmers and ranchers depend on. These include the processing of payments owed under existing contracts and essential conservation planning support. The halt in cash flow has disrupted conservation efforts, left farmers without technical assistance, prevented the USDA from opening new contracts for struggling producers in the need of immediate financial aid. The damage doesn't stop there. Payments for economic and disaster assistance, which provide relief after natural disasters like droughts, hurricanes, and wildfires, have been frozen. Programs such as Supplemental Disaster Assistance, Emergency Livestock Relief Program, Emergency Committee Assistance Program are now on hold, leaving many rural families stranded and uncertain of when they'll receive support they desperately need. This shutdown also cuts farmers off from critical risk management tools that help protect their livelihoods, delaying any potential congressional action to relief that could keep their operations afloat. Democrats are actively sabotaging American farmers by freezing disaster relief and vital programs that kept them in operation while prioritizing taxpayer-funded healthcare for illegal immigrants, Jackson said in a statement in Breitbart News. Their anti-American priorities are clear. They will put political games above hardworking men and women who feed and clothe our country and keep our rural America alive. So it's real-world consequences that we're facing. But I don't know if you guys saw the showdown that happened with Hakeem Jeffries on the Hill. Let me show it to you. I think you guys need to see the showdown that happened.
You're making a show of this to make yourself relevant.
It's sad. You could easily sign on to this.
You're embarrassing yourself right now.
You can sign on to this. The only embarrassment here is you.
You're an embarrassment.
You can sign on to the
bill. Let me ask you a question.
You have four Democrats.
Yeah, that's a... You guys need to see that one. Whoo! Oh, I thought this was great. The Babylon Bee is reporting this. You guys need to see this. I couldn't believe it. Can you believe Hitler brings peace to Israel? Wow. Yeah. Who would have ever thought Hitler could bring peace to such a crazy war-torn area? Thank you, Hitler, for bringing peace to Israel. Thank you, Babylon Bee, for that report. Breitbart News is reporting about Gaza Lago. Kind of like the idea of that. Breitbart News, let Gaza Lago going. Trump position to build up Middle East as peace deal forged. You know, they need money in this area. They really do. It's such a poor area. And that's why terrorism is allowed to exist. On Friday, Alex Moreno's show host, the Breitbart editor-in-chief, Alex Marlowe, talked about Israel-Hamas deal. Marlowe stated Hamas mains leverage over Israel is gone. And then we start this massive international rebuilding effort. And that's basically the terms of phase one of the deal. There's a lot of work to do. It's great news. The Alex Marlowe show hosted Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe in a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News, Salem Radio, Salem Podcast Network. So I think it's great news. I'm glad. I hope they build up this area because when people are not poor anymore, then terrorists can't take over. Cartels can't take over and run these places into the ground. So good. Oh, speaking of cartel, do I have that article? Do I have it? Hold on. Let me see. Speaking of cartel. Give me a second. Give me a second. I might not have it anymore. Yes. Yes, I do. I do. Speaking of cartel, this is from the Free Beacon. Washington Free Beacon. Over 70% of Americans back Trump's strike on drug smuggling boats. 71% of Americans, including a majority of Democrats, say they support the U.S. military destroying boats that smuggle drugs from South America, according to a new poll. You know, when they used to say war on drugs, he's literally doing a war on drugs. These are terrorist organizations. We go after terrorist organizations with the military. Go for it, man. Go for it. Support for destroying drug smuggling boats appears strong across party lines. Across party lines. With 89% of Republicans, 67% of independents, 56% of Democrats expressing approval, according to Harvard poll released Thursday. Finding comes as Trump administration has carried out lethal strikes on drug smuggling vessels in international waters off the coast of Venezuela in recent weeks. He is not just hyperbole. He's actually doing a war on drugs. And the American people are in favor of it. Thank you, President Trump, for literally declaring a war on drugs. Now, I can't believe this isn't already a one deal for Abigail Sandberger. You guys in Virginia need to vote for Winsome Earl Sears. You need to vote for Winsome Earl Sears. Abigail Sandberger voted for the so-called Equity Act, the vote that says a grown man can walk naked into your daughter's locker room, and if she's uncomfortable, she's the problem. This is the problem with social emotional learning. Creates victimhood.
Once again, the question was, should transgender girls who are biological males be allowed to use girls' bathrooms and play on girls' sports teams in K through 12? You have 15 seconds to clarify.
In cases across Virginia, I think it's incumbent upon parents and educators and administrators in each local community to make decisions locally.
That's what this is about.
Ms. Earl Sears?
There should never be nude men
in locker rooms. Oh, my goodness, we finally have her saying that, but you voted for that.
Ms. Earl Sears,
have you finally
my opponent
said that?
Ms. Earl Sears, you are just intruding on time here.
Are we in agreement now? Are you going to tell?
This is Ms. Spanberger's time. I have a follow-up question for Ms. Spanberger. Would you rescind the Youngkin administration policy requiring boys and girls to use bathrooms aligning with their biological sex? You have 30 seconds.
My priority would be to ensure that local communities, importantly parents and teachers,
that's
and educators,
yes or no,
are able to work together to meet the unique needs of each school and each community.
Girls
and that is
privacy.
Important. And I say that as a mother of three daughters in Virginia public schools.
Exactly.
And as someone who used to investigate crimes against children, the way that we keep our children safe is by ensuring they are safe in schools, which includes.
She answered nothing. She answered nothing. Why? Because she voted for men to be able to undress in girls' locker rooms. She answered nothing. You got to have to kind of take away the noise. Politicians are really good at not answering questions, and she did just that. She did not answer a single question. We're going to get more into this in just a second. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want more of this debate. And I will say, Winston Earl Sears, she did amazing. She should be the next governor of Virginia. Hey, friends, if you're looking for a doctor you can trust, look no further than Dr. Stella, and you can find her at drstellamd.com. Let me show you one of the areas that I love about Dr. Stella. I enjoy supporting the immune system, especially when it comes to cold and flu season. And I love the Kobe Light, the Kobe Sleep, especially if you're having trouble sleep at night. Get that Kobe Sleep. It'll help you so much. So not only are you supporting the immune system, but it also helps you get a good night's sleep. The Kobe Spray is super easy. Kobe Bites. Oh, these are my favorite, the Kobe Bites. She has placed vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. And we all know that that zinc helps support the body's immune system, but zinc needs a delivery system. So that quercetin is the delivery system to drive that zinc in to help your body heal faster and feel better. Also has Kobe vitamins for kids as well. Hey, and if you're looking to get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, or you just feel under the weather and need a doctor you can trust, set up a telemed appointment with her. And the best part is when you use my name, Amber, or Amber May, at checkout, whether you need your COVID vites or a telemed appointment, you will save money at checkout. So don't forget to use promo code Amber or Amber May at checkout to save some money. So go visit drstellamd.com and then use promo code Amber or Amber May at checkout to save some money.
Hey, everybody, this is Cash Patel, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Ever thought about having your own podcast? Let me show you how easy it can be. Worried about tech and the mic? I break it down in the course. Think about you thinking that you need some expensive studio? I show you the kind of studio and how easy it is and cost-effective it is to start your own podcast today. Starting your own podcast can be overwhelming, and I show you the right steps to launch your show successfully. So join me at Podcast Like a Pro. I'm Amber May with over 20 years of experience in the broadcasting and podcasting world, and I could show you how to podcast like a pro because I am a pro. So become a pro just like me by going to theambermayshow.com. Look for the tab Podcast Like a Pro, and what's even better, prices have been slashed. Save over $100 when you use promo code Amber at checkout. I slashed the price and I'm adding a promo code into it. So join now. Now is the best time to be a podcasting pro just like me. So go to theambermayshow.com, hit podcast like a pro with the newer lower prices. And don't forget promo code Amber at checkout. So the question from Ms. Spanberger was, would you rescind the Youngkin administration policy requiring boys and girls to use bathrooms aligning with their biological sex? So would you take away that law that would require boys and girls to use their biological sex? And she couldn't say yes, or she couldn't say no. That's a yes or no question. Instead, she goes on this hyperbole of not answering any of the questions. She's like, my answer is that each local community decision should be made between parents and educators and teachers in each community. It should be dictated by those politicians. Well, you're going to be the freaking governor of Virginia. That's what you're going for. So are you going to protect the girls and boys and have them separate in their biological bathrooms? And she couldn't answer that question. Because she's for this transgender movement. She's absolutely for it. She can't answer yes or no because she doesn't want to affect and upset the radical left who's okay with that. Well, I want to thank you guys so much for being here today on The Amber May Show. I hope I'll see you Monday, and we're going to head over to, I don't know where we're going to go, but I let the moderators figure that out. Take care, guys. We'll see ya. Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.